I didn't like school.
Ah, you didn't like school either. Ah, yes. No, I think a lot of people don't. Hmm.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. My feet touching the floor.
Are your feet touching the floor?
Yes, they are.
I think so.
I think so, yes. Yes, I think they are. Yeah. Can you feel the floor?
I thought I could, but when I was here, my feet didn't touch the floor.
No, because you were much younger, probably.
Mm. No, because I had dwarfism. Ah. And I never could touch the floor. Mm. Ah. The children were cruel.
Mm. Oh dear.
When the lady was speaking, I thought, I've got to tell them my story.
Mm. Oh, thank you for coming to share with us.
Mm. We'd love to hear your story, yes.
I had problems with my hand, so I couldn't write properly. Mm. And they called me, and I don't remember the word, dunderhead or something. Mm. Not very nice to me.
No, children can be very cruel at times.
And my little sister. She didn't like school either.
Mm. Mm. No, it's very hard. I think there is some progress. You know, there has been some progress over the years, but even now, a lot of children leave school not with good experiences at all, with being bullied and.
Especially if you're a little bit different.
Mm. Yes, I didn't want to be different. No, I wanted to be the same. Yeah. They wouldn't let me be the same. No. Mm. I think my brain's the same.
Yes. Of course it is, yeah.
Physical.
Yeah. But did you find anyone that was a little bit friendly or...?
Yeah, the teachers were nice.
Oh, well, that's good.
They helped both my sister and myself.
Was your sister, did she suffer from dwarfism as well?
Yes.
Ah, right. Mm.
Not quite as severe as mine. I'm sorry if I'm moving my feet, but I like the feel of them on the floor.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I'm sure the lady won't mind you doing that.
It's a shame they didn't get a chair for you. It was appropriate.
Sorry?
It's a shame they didn't get you a smaller chair. Well, that would have made you much more comfortable.
They did get a smaller chair, but it still wasn't right. And there was little stools to stand on, but it wasn't the school they tried to help. It was the children.
Yes.
The children, yeah.
Children, yes.
I just wanted to have a best friend.
I think children are sometimes afraid of people that might not look quite the same.
And they so called us names.
That's right, they're just nasty to cover up their own fears, really.
My sister was very brave. I never told Mum or Dad. She used to swear at them and tell them to go away. But I was more shy.
Did your sister go to the same school as you?
Yes.
So at least you had each other for a little bit of support.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you'd have been in different classes though, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Because you're different ages.
Mm-hmm. We were in different classes.
Mm-hmm.
There was one lady I remember who was very kind and very helpful.
Ah, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she didn't know how bad the children were.
Mm. Ah. Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to return to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw my sister now, you wouldn't believe it.
No, yes, because of course it's all behind.
Yes, she wanted to be extra tall.
Oh, right. So she's really tall now, is she?
She's really, really tall.
That's wonderful. Nice. Have you been able to see any of the children that were bad to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sorry, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help at the time you are struggling with them.
No.
That's right.
Wasn't a nice experience. What was your name and your sister's name? Can you remember?
My sister's name was Jeanette, and I was Malcolm.
Malcolm, Jeanette, that's a nice name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mind you, sometimes being a dwarf does have its advantages, because I remember listening to a programme about the war, and there was a family, and I can't remember how many they were, but there were quite a few of them. There were something like six, and they all had dwarfism. They were brothers and sisters, and they were saved from the gas chamber because they all could play instruments, and they were treated as a bit of a show, but they survived simply because they were dwarfs.
Yes.
So it's something to be proud of, actually.
Well, I just wanted to draw and put my feet on the ground. I didn't really want to be a hero.
No. Just wanted to.
I just wanted to be normal.
Normal experience.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've met one teacher here,
where
I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were able to thank that teacher.
I did.
Mm.
But of course we're all on equal footing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Want to thank you for listening.
Yeah,
thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.